You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Earlier this week, I had the lovely opportunity to talk to one of the runner-ups of RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under Season 4, Mandy Moobs, about her experiences on the show and all that good stuff there. This was one of my last few interviews of the year, and what a very high note to finish on. So without further ado, here is Mandy.
Mandy, runner-up, congratulations.
Thank you, darling.
A pretty awesome way to wrap up this year. How are you feeling about this result?
Oh, yeah, it's okay. It's fine. It's not the absolute fantasy, but like the old saying goes, first the worst, second the best. So no complaints whatsoever.
And what was the atmosphere like heading up to this reveal?
The atmosphere? It's very intense because after watching that last episode, I don't think anyone knew how the result was going to go. Super proud of Lazy though. She has done such an excellent, she had the perfect season. It was just so intense and so just, it was just gorgeous to be part of.
Yeah, I would imagine it'd be quite nerve-wracking just being up there with the other two girls, just sort of seeing what will happen next. Because it is, like you said,
the rest of our lives.
Yes, yes. I mean, as you just said, it was extremely, extremely close. I don't think anyone could kind of put a finger on like, oh, this person's definitely winning, because you guys all did an incredible job throughout the season. Very, very close. What are you feeling as this season comes to a wrap?
What am I feeling? Now the season's done, I guess. I don't know, the brain fog has kind of lifted a little bit. It's kind of like, now I have the final result. I know where I placed, and I placed runner-up, and that was gorgeous. How am I feeling now? I feel a little bit relieved that I now know how it all finishes and how it all plays out. Kind of like, well, what do I do now?
You need to go to those vineyards.
Nothing else going in my life.
You need to go to those vineyards and get yourself a glass of wine, I think.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I've got the Cool Ridge water at the moment, so I guess that will have to do.
Lovely, lovely. I want to touch on something you were chatting with Michelle Visage on the episode, where you both discuss your drag feeling sort of motherly. Now, you said you sort of always put people first, but Michelle was sort of advising to kind of take care of yourself first. Has this advice been taken on?
Oh, probably not. I forgot Michelle said that, hey. I should listen to her. I guess in the aspects of like my everyday life, no, I still put other people forward. It's just who I am, and I don't see myself changing really at all for that. I'm happy with helping others first.
Yeah.
But I think in like maybe the drag world, I'm probably a bit more, I've got to take care of myself first. I get it for that, because like you got to push forward, you got to respect the hustle, you got to keep working, otherwise people are going to walk all over you. And I think that's what she was trying to tell me. You've got to make sure you're looked at first, not like who I am, but make sure who Mandy is and put her more forward.
Like that whole like PSA you get in an airplane where it's like, put your like the gas mask on yourself first and then other people.
It took me a very long time to realize what she was trying to say.
Yeah. In the final episode, alongside the other queens, you express a message to yourself as a young child. I want to take a little bit of a spin on this. What would you say to yourself heading into the first challenge of this season?
Oh, wow, that's a great question. Okay. What would I tell myself? Oh, like, you got this, babe. You're absolutely fine. You know you're going to make the final, so just don't overthink it and just enjoy yourself.
I had to click to that. Exactly. Yeah. Love that. And was the filming process what you were expecting it to be?
No. I thought it was kind of like just a standard 4-hour gig per day. Little did I know that was not the case. It was a standard 12-hour day in drag. The filming process, it was just so incredibly fast. They were absolutely correct when they say it is a drag race. You are nonstop. From the second you wake up to the second you go to bed, it is incredibly fast-paced, everything. And, like, you don't really have a chance to think. You just got to do.
And what were your emotions sort of, like, heading into each episode? I mean, obviously, some challenges are a bit more difficult for you. Some are a bit easier.
Well, I knew what my strengths were. I knew what my weaknesses were. But, like, the feelings going into each challenge, it was kind of like, what are we going to do, like, for today? Like, it never actually felt like a challenge. It was just kind of like, oh, we're just going to hang out with the girls today. What are we doing? Oh, okay, we're in a girl group today. Fabulous. Okay, let's do our best.
Was the edit sort of what you were expecting to be sort of depicted as?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I knew I was going to be a bit of a mum, a bit of like a queer history day, kind of like uplifting the community, just all that. I knew I'm that person walking into this competition, and that's what I wanted to promote. So I knew the edit was going to reflect that, because I was literally myself the second I walked in. There was nothing fake. There was just, I got booked to do Mandy and I just did Mandy.
Fair enough. And there's actually something I want to touch on, which I didn't last week. And that's sort of a lot of your costumes, a lot of your outfits derive from sort of gay kink culture. You mentioned queer history, and like one that specifically I remember is a sort of hanky code costume that you wore. Why approach your drag throughout the season using sort of kink culture?
Yeah, well, I kind of wanted to reflect my kind of like my upbringing as a gay person. How, what I found comfort in was the leather scene in Brisbane. So I wanted to celebrate that. It wasn't necessarily a kink thing. It was mostly like to talk about, especially with the hanky coat, to talk about like the how we were silenced as a community for so long. And we had secret codes and way that we used to communicate, like pre-grinder and pre the internet and everything. And we used that through the hanky coat. But now we're in a more modern age where things are more acceptable and people are more free to talk about openly without any prejudice or like any anger towards that sort of scene. And I wanted to celebrate that. So it wasn't necessarily like my runways was a kink thing. It was more about like a celebration of my little queer family and my little community that I wanted to celebrate.
Nice, wholesome. And would you say like queer history and these elements of queer culture are a big part of your drag?
Oh, absolutely. 100%. Like, we didn't have a community or a queer culture at all. Like, I don't think any of us would have had a child, if I'm being honest. So why not celebrate them?
And sort of last question here, what advice would you give to future queens who will be participating in the show?
Oh, ask for help. Be a hero and do it all yourself. There are so many talented people in this country that are willing to help you prepare a little runway package or literally anything. Ask for help.
That was the lovely Mandy Moobs, who is the runner-up on season 4 of RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.